I think my most profound, and it wasn't toward the beginning, it was somewhere after about 60, I'd say, was, and I have to say, I wasn't looking for any spiritual enlightenment or God or anything like that. I was very skeptical, as a matter of fact. I thought we just had these bodies. I wasn't thinking we had a soul. And when the bodies failed and ceased to function, that was, we ceased to exist. That's what I believed. The most profound one was that I felt the vibration like I would normally feel. I felt paralyzed, and I began to float upward. All of a sudden, I could see the room without opening my eyes. One thing was strange about seeing the room is I normally wear glasses, but the room was extremely clear and very focused, mm-hmm. which I noticed right away. Everything in the room had its own glow to it. It wasn't directional. Everything seemed to radiate, which was interesting. And there was this buzzing, like electrical charge throughout the entire room, or maybe it was just me, just like that. And then all of a sudden, this is the best way I can describe it, it felt like something opened up my consciousness and my awareness and poured all the answers to life in it at once. For that brief period of time, I had no questions about anything, and I remembered things that I didn't know in this life. I knew about my life before being Albert. I knew about why I was here, why we are here. I mean, just so profound. And the one thing that I got out of that is that I felt that that was my natural state of existence, that being in the physical body was snuffing that out or hiding that. But that's where we came from, and that's where we'll go back to. And another thing that happened is when I finally, it was so incredibly overwhelming that I wanted to go back to my physical body. And when I did, I finally reconnected and I opened my eyes. And the euphoric feeling that I had, I couldn't control it, where tears just rushed out of my eyes into the pillow. And I was so happy and content knowing that there's something more than what I thought. And from that point on, I have to say that the fear of death completely left me, because I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it had nothing to do with teachings or readings or anything, because I was raised Catholic, but I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would exist beyond my physical body.
You know, it is probably incredible how many people have had OBEs on this planet, mm-hmm. Either on a regular basis or maybe even a one-time. But the calls that keep coming in, Albert, it is absolutely staggering.
I'm already, since you just put me on the website, I'm being bombarded by people sharing their stories with me.
Yeah.
I believe that even the people, some people, I say maybe a 40% know that they're having an out-of-body experience, but then there's another 40% or so that aren't aware of what's happening to them, and they are having one.
They may think it's a dream, right?
A dream,
or something else.
Disqualify it, or a hallucination of some sort, or something like that. But what happens is the people who have come to my lectures and things like that, what I do is I share some of the symptoms and things that are happening to them, and they say, how did you know that? Well, the reason I know that is because it's an out-of-body experience. And it enlightens them, and they become aware that, oh, my God, I did have that. And one of the things, for anybody out there, if you have any doubts, one of the things that separates the OBE from a dream is that a dream you don't think about the rest of your life. One out-of-body experience you will never, ever forget.
So true. A couple of years ago, two Englishmen wrote a book called The Projection of the Astral Body, Hayward Carrington, Sylvan Muldoon. And they claim that you go through different stages or levels of planes of existence in an OBE, but they said some of these areas you didn't want to stay and hang around.
Yes, very
it was
true.
Very frightening to
very
them.
True. It's, you know, consider, think of it as like, you know, there's some parts of LA that are really wonderful,
right?
And then there's some parts that aren't, you know, are very bad neighborhoods.
True.
It's kind of like that. At the very low levels of the astral plane, if you want to call it that, focus level one, whatever, you know, you believe your belief system dictates, at the very lowest level, that's where all the obsessions are, the people who are obsessed with gambling, drugs, and all that stuff. So anger and all kinds of negative emotions are at that level. You don't want to hang around that level. But unfortunately, all of us, when we first leave our physical bodies, that's where we are. You don't have to stay there, but that's where you are. So if you hang around there, you know, some negative things can happen to you. So definitely you want to try to move as high as possible.